Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about apps that your kids will actually love. And specifically, I am looking for some good apps that are math and coding related for your children. Welcome to the Impactful Parent. And today I have special guests on Carolina Throssell. And Carolina is the podcast host of a show called Kids Review EdTech, where kids review all these apps and actually make all the reviews. So you can be sure that your kids would love whatever is going to be presented today. Thank you so much for being here, Carolina.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about this podcast with the Review EdTech, and then we're going to ask you some questions about what you recommend.
So Kids Review EdTech, I mean, it was kind of born as a result of the pandemic. So I've got two children of my own, and we were kind of flung into homeschooling. I was trying to run a full business. And I was like, okay, let's just throw some EdTech at this. We need to help them homeschooling, figure out what's going to work for them, what they need to look at. And I thought, let's research some apps, and thought, actually, this could be a good podcast idea. And that's kind of where it came from. And my kids have played lots of different EdTech apps. Most of the reviews are from them, although I do get other parents and other kids as well take part. It's honest reviews from the kids. Can't make it up. So it makes for some amusing audio sometimes.
And how old are your children?
So they are 5 and 9.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I want to ask you, what apps do you recommend? Do you have anything specifically for math?
Yes. So, I mean, maths is one of those areas that actually there are a lot of EdTech apps that are specifically for maths. There's a lot of paid for ones, there's a lot of free ones, but actually the one that I recommend, which is actually free, is a app called Prodigy. Now, to kind of explain to you what Prodigy is all about. So Prodigy has the kind of visual look of, I would say, like an Animal Crossing, in terms of how it looks, how it plays. And the kids basically have to do kind of battles. So they'll face a kind of battle they need to do, and there'll be a character they need to kind of battle with. But to battle and get the questions correctly, they then get points. And my two were obsessed with it. Initially, I got my youngest son to play it because I wanted to try and help him with his maths. And then the older one actually was like, hey, that looks like fun. I'm going to play that. So I got them both set up on it, and they were addicted to it. They would play it constantly. I need to prompt them. It didn't feel like learning for them. And the best thing is it's free. It's a free app, which is great. I mean, there is a paid for version where you get extra credits or some extra points. But for my kids, the free one is exactly what they needed, and they're more than happy with it. And it really helps their maths, definitely.
Awesome. What else do you recommend for us today?
So the other app I've got, which I would recommend, is one called TT Rockstars, and that's to help kids with their times tables. Again, in terms of the concept, it's a similar sort of process in terms of they get rewards and they get these correctly, they kind of level up. It's probably not best for really young children. I would say it's probably more for age 7 upwards in terms of age range. Young kids, I think, would probably find it too difficult. But they, as I said, they kind of level up, they get to kind of rock hero status, which the kids absolutely love. And then how better to get your kids to learn tables. It's a really great app.
Yeah, no, that any time that you can get your child learning through play, it's going to be not only more enjoyable for them, but really, really effective in their learning. So I love the idea of learning through these apps. Sometimes you just have to speak your child's language. And that's how kids are learning today. They like the electronics. And yeah, I know we were trying to limit them and stuff, but sometimes you just don't fight the beast and you get them to learn the way that they know how. And I think it's okay. I feel like these apps are going to be amazing. Do you have anything else that you recommend for maybe coding?
Yeah, so coding, there are kind of two apps that I've come across. One is, I would say, an app and also kind of a physical product. So it's maybe stretching things to call it just an app. It's more of a kind of a product in terms of coding, but I think it still kind of fits in with the remit in terms of what I look at. And I'll probably pronounce the name wrong, but it's the Arduino starter kit. I think it's also sometimes pronounced Arduino, but I'm never sure of the pronunciation of it. But basically, it's a kind of starter kit, and you get various coding components, electronics. So it's actually kind of electronics and coding in this kind of kit. And the children can basically create, from a simple perspective, like a light switch turning on and off. Or they can actually upgrade it with other kits that they add on to this kit and turn it into things like a robot or other things. And again, it's quite simple, but there's a lot of kit that you get for your money. So it's quite a nice kind of product to actually use.
Awesome. And what's the other one that you have?
So the other one that I would recommend is actually for the Switch. So a lot of parents, myself included, the Nintendo Switch is a really good console for kind of more younger generation kids, but maybe sort of slightly older, but you're not quite ready for your Xbox, etc. And I actually came across a game on the Nintendo Switch, which is aimed at coding. It's called Fuse. I think it's Fuse for Nintendo Switch. And it has various kind of mini games. Again, I don't know if your audience are kind of familiar with your old school kind of computer games, but it's that kind of, it's slightly the pixelated kind of look in terms of like your pre kind of Mario Kart, that kind of thing, in terms of racing around a track or very basic kind of platform sort of games. But the kids learn to create that in terms of adding in the code, changing the color, changing what they do and the actions. It is quite complex, but it does kind of break it down quite simply. So that's one that I would say is actually quite another, you know, a really good game if they want to kind of get into coding and see how computer games are kind of made and just give them that kind of starting point.
These four apps that you mentioned today are a great start for my audience. I really appreciate that. But if they want to learn more and hear so many more things that they can download on their apps, where can they find you and your podcast?
Sure. So Kids Review EdTech, if you search that name, it should come up on most podcast players. So Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, we're on most of the main ones. So you should be able to find us fairly easily. And also we're open to people if they want to kind of review any apps to come on the show. We're really keen to get more parents, more kids on the show to actually talk about the products that they use. So if anyone is interested in being in the show to talk about an app or review one, we're more than happy to hear from them. But also they're quite short and sweet in terms of the episodes. They're typically about 3, 4, or 5 minutes. I mean, parents haven't got time for a lot of things. So let's be honest, we want information quickly. We want to listen to it, and then we want to be done.
I love it. I think it's a great resource for everybody here on The Impactful Parent. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.